This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Meat Friday. Come on in, stay a while. Dalvin Cook, free agent running back, will join us. Is it the Jets or the Patriots? He's reportedly visiting both. He'll visit us coming up momentarily. The great actor Bryan Cranston stops by. Kirk Cousins, the Vikings QB and one of the stars of the Netflix series about quarterbacks. Tom Verducci, who broke the story that the Angels are taking Shohei Ohtani off the trade block, will join us coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. Say good morning to those who are chatting on Chat Row, our radio partners around the country, numbering nearly 400 cities, and also Peacock, our streaming partner. Poll question for hour two as we recap hour one, Seton.
Yeah, we had two up for hour one. We have when should Joe Burrow return to practice, as soon as he can or when he gets a contract? Right now, 68% of the audience say he should sit out until he gets a contract. Mm-hmm. And then what should Todd wear to sing with Darius Rucker? A very controversial topic today. Cowboy boots and a hat or his normal clothes. And right now, 59% of the audience would like to see him in a cowboy boot and a hat.
All right. Now, I don't know if they're rooting for you. But
that's why you need the dot, 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 because exactly. That would be cool, or because that would be awesomely ridiculous and we could laugh at him. You need the rest of the sentence.
We have an idea of what we think you should wear, and I think it would be a win-win for everybody. And we're going to work on that. OK, I think that you'll present yourself in an endearing way to the audience, because once again, you could be. I don't know if you're going to go from there's a warm up band and then you and then Darius starts his show. Or does Darius start singing like seven songs and then goes, hey, I lost a bet on my Dolphins. I want to bring out a special guest who you have no idea who he is, but you might know the person who employs him. Todd Fritz from the Dan Patrick Show. Todd's going to sing two songs, and they're going to be Hall & Oates songs. And then...
I wonder if we sold any tickets for this. Just to go see the toddler.
I don't know. Maybe it's sold out. Darius does really well in Connecticut.
Well, yeah. Do I open for him and say, come on, make some noise. We know why you're really here. It's not for me. Come on. He's not coming out until you make some noise. You know, they get the crowd all riled up.
You do whatever you want to do, Todd.
That's what I would say if I went on right before him. I go, Darius is backstage, but he's not coming out until you guys make some noise. Let me hear it for Darius. I want more noise.
Okay.
But, he's not coming out unless you make noise.
Promise me. You won't do stand-up.
I will not.
Okay. Just because if I'm rooting for you, I would say don't do that.
I have no intention of doing anything other than singing those songs.
Okay.
I will behave myself. I'm representing you in the show.
Okay.
So it's already going to be a problem just the singing part.
I want you to do well.
I know you do.
Okay.
I believe that.
All right. By the way, it's a Meat Friday, and I know that you live vicariously through us. We got pulled chicken sandwiches. These are barbecued, smoked mac and cheese, and corn dogs. Who has it better than we do today?
Nobody.
Why do we only have corn dogs, it feels like, when you go to a state fair? Do you have corn dogs at any other point? Maybe grade school you have it, but as a grown-up, when's the last time you had a corn dog?
You're right. It was like a festival.
Yeah. Feels like that. And also those big drumsticks that you get, you know, that they
the
had.
Turkey legs?
No, it's turkey legs out of medieval times. Yeah. Yes, Marv.
Same thing with fried dough. You don't have fried dough anywhere else except at a, you know, state fair.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't even have it at a state fair.
No?
No, no.
The Italians call it pizza frite.
Oh, really?
Elephant ears, yeah. Pizza frite.
Oh. Nah.
No, my father-in-law. Come on, manja, Marvin, come on.
Manja. So, poll question for hour two. We got another one we're going to put up there, Seton O'Connor?
We sure do, Dan. We have up there, we just put it up. If Todd wore cowboy boots and a hat to sing with Darius Rucker, it would be awesome or embarrassing.
Okay, are you relying on our audience to give you the right answer here?
I should not, but I am curious to see where that poll would go. And if they're being honest with the
well, I don't know that, but okay. That's up there, and I'm gonna step back. I'm going to let Todd do what he needs to do to get ready for next Friday. What?
It's very simple that they could stuff the ballot box and say, yeah, absolutely, the cowboy outfit, and they don't really feel that way.
All right, so we'll talk to Dalvin Cook. He'll join us coming up.
I just see Todd. Well, actually, I don't want to. I'm going to write down what I think Todd's going to wear.
Okay.
I'm going to write it down.
Yeah, we can all do that if you want to.
Okay.
We're doing cover songs today. That's the music. And Marvin collected them all.
I did.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add to it?
No, nothing really too shocking, maybe except yours and mine.
Okay.
Where I was like, huh, okay. You know what? I think I'm going to save it. I think Paulie wrote down what Seton thought he was going
to.
Okay.
Well, you sent it to me yesterday, and I said that Paulie was close to nailing.
Oh, you know what it is?
Yes, because I was going to do the same song.
No kidding.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. Yep.
Great minds, huh?
Yeah, no.
Great minds.
We know when we're seeing great music.
Yeah, yeah. We know when we're looking at it.
Yeah.
You got to see the music, Dan.
Yes, you do.
Not feel it or hear it.
I'm going to see the music with Wiz Khalifa and Snoop Dogg this weekend.
VH1, see the music.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, is that what that is? That's music?
Ooh, I don't know. Is that music to you, Marv?
No. No, no, no. You said, are you going to see the music?
Yeah.
I said, you're going to see something else.
Oh, I know.
Apparently, we're going to see a lot of things. That
yes.
I keep getting more and more uncomfortable.
And Seton's going with his wife and his son. I'm going Han Solo with just a friend. So it's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. But this guy I'm going with is so nervous about secondhand smoke. Like he wants to wear a mask. And I said, dude, you can't. You can't wear a mask. He goes, I don't want that secondhand smoke.
Secondhand smoke?
Yeah. I said, well, why don't you just skip the secondhand and go firsthand smoke, dude? Let's go. Yeah, Paul.
I'd be looking for the secondhand smoke lounge to hang out in. This isn't cigarette smoke we're talking about. And it's not bad for you.
I said, look, if you're going to say hello to Snoop, chances are there's going to be secondhand smoke. Just letting you know. All right. What's the time frame for Dalvin Cook there, Todd?
We're still trying to figure it out. He has not checked in just yet.
Okay. All right. Great news that Bronny James discharged from the hospital, and now we figure out with tests there if he's going to be able to resume normal activities, be able to play basketball. Camp injuries are always tricky. Jalen Ramsey, that's a serious knee injury, and he's going to miss the start of the season for the Dolphins. Joe Burrow, we thought was serious. When you see the word Achilles attached to Joe Burrow being carted off and then realize it's a calf injury, but I wouldn't be in a hurry to come back, and there's no reason to for him. All right, a couple of phone calls in here. Ann in Austin, Texas. Hi, Annie.
Good morning, Dan and Danettes and Who Dat Nation. This phone call is actually for Todd.
Oh, okay.
I want to encourage you, Todd, to wear your Bronco gear. Ooh. It was a football bet, And I want you to stay true to who you are and slay that crowd with Hall & Oates.
All right.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I appreciate that note.
She's like Herb Brooks.
I like that.
I was very supportive.
Yeah.
And heartfelt.
A little pep talk there.
Let's go. Yeah.
Fly the colors, Todd.
Elway jersey and the blue and orange Zubaz pants.
You're going to slay.
But the reason why you won the bet.
With the Bronco horse head.
The reason why you won the bet is not because anything the Broncos did, though.
No, it was the Dolphins not winning the Super Bowl.
Yes. Maybe.
That's an interesting angle.
Maybe a Dolphin jersey. I got the Dan Marino autograph one here. I could take it out of the frame.
I think he would appreciate that. That's definitely a thought.
Let's see. Tim in Idaho. Hi, Tim. What's on your mind today?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. First time I've had a chance to call here. Dan, it's great to talk to you. Mm-hmm. Oh, did I lose you?
No, okay, I'm here. Yeah. I'm here.
Hey, listen, now, I go back all the way. I remember the first day you came on after Mr. Tony, so I've been listening for a long time, and I've never had a chance to call. So, Todd, I am a professional cover musician. I play everything from assisted living homes to weddings to summer festivals. I play 200 times a year, so I know crowds. Here's my advice. Ooh. Cut one song. Go to one song, because here's what's going to happen with the crowd. When Darius introduces you, they're going to come out. He's going to talk about it. He's going to be wearing your shirt, and they're going to love it. They're going to clap. They're going to go, and they're going to think, oh, that was fun. You go into the second song, I don't care how good you are, they're going to turn on you because they're going to be thinking, hey, we're here for Darius. That's enough of this guy. So just whatever you wear, cut it to one song, and it will be a great experience. And so, Dan, if I could, while I got you on the phone, I know you guys are all, I actually got to play a show one time that Darius was on at the World Special Olympics here in Idaho. I got to meet him before a show. And I'd like to give you one line of my Darius Rucker imitation, get you guys' imitation. I went with a B-side because I know you guys are big fans. Here we go. Dan Patrick's got a sports hernia.
Thank you, Tim. We had Darius sing me a song when I had my sports hernia. Yes, Pauline.
I don't know if that guy took his own advice by staying too long.
Yeah, he did stay too long.
Ah, Tim.
Yeah.
I've never been to Idaho. Have you?
I've been through Idaho.
Yeah, I'd like to go, though.
Yeah, I've been through
Looks
Idaho.
Looks like an awesome place.
Yeah. Went by Idaho State when I was in Idaho. What do you think, Todd? One or two songs?
It could be determined by how they react to the first song. If it's just a disaster, I probably wouldn't want to sing a second song.
Okay.
I'm prepared to sing two. Darius may pull the plug after one if it doesn't go well. He doesn't need to come on after the bad comedian.
You know what? If you just said, hey, thank you, and then that's it.
I didn't sing at all.
And then have Darius go, no, Todd, stay one more song. I want to do, you know, this other Hall & Oates song. Then you're okay because the audience will like it because Darius likes it.
Or imagine if he left it to the crowd. Hey, one more? No, we want Darius.
Yes, Marvin.
I think he'll be okay. I think Fritz will be okay because Hall & Oates songs are pretty ubiquitous, where it's like a ton of people. If you're not big fans, you know the songs at least the hooks.
And if Darius is going to sing with you, then that helps. Okay, it's not like you're standalone out there by yourself. At least I hope not. Brad in Ann Arbor. Hi, Brad. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Dan, and 510, 185. And good morning to my fellow chatettes out there in chat row. Sorry, I had to drive to a meeting today, otherwise I'd be with you. Look, Dan, Fritzy is tanking this thing. This is all part of his self-defecating ways, and I think that even if he's moderately decent on Friday, now that he's lowered the bar so far, then he's going to be celebrating the success.
I think it's self-deprecating.
Self-defecating makes sense.
Yeah, it does kind of fit my situation.
I think we all self-defecate.
Yes, but, not as much as I do.
Yeah, but Todd, self-deprecating. Yeah, Paulie.
That was, I don't know if he did that on purpose. If he did, it's genius.
It's very clever.
Okay. Yeah, but I don't want him picking on you.
Yeah, sneaking in a Crohn's disease joke every once in a while is not a terrible.
Yeah, hopefully you're okay when you get on stage.
That is a very good question.
Just
like that Humira band.
I may have to take a couple of things to keep everything tight.
Excuse me. Hold on here. Let me come back. I got another song. Let me take care of something.
You know what? Two Imodiums and a little cup of ginger ale, and I think I can get through it.
Yeah. How about we take a break here? Still waiting. This was going to be a big exclusive with Dalvin Cook.
I know. Like, I was excited about
that.
He's
there going to the Jets, maybe, or the Patriots, and now we can't find him.
I got a note saying they're very behind schedule. Stay tuned, whatever that might mean.
Well, I can't be behind schedule.
You can't. It's okay. A live show. You got to move forward.
All right. Let me take a break because Bryan Cranston, he is on time. He's early. That's being a professional. We'll take a break. We'll talk to Bryan coming up next here, Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
With a little help from my friends, it's a nice song. It's not their best work, and Joe Cocker improved it.
Okay. I mean, that's just a nice little bebopping along where Joe Cocker is talking about he needs his friends to help him. He might be in a dark place there. So Fritzy's trying to lasso Dalvin Cook, see if he can join us. I got a really, it was a beautiful email from Bryan Cranston when he realized that I'd signed a contract extension. And he sent me an email. And it reads, congrats on the extension. Glad to know that I'll be able to tune in for the foreseeable future. Of course, I won't tune in, but it's just nice knowing that I could. Cheers, Bryan Cranston. The great actor joins us now. That was wonderful, Bryan. I really I applaud and thank you for taking time out of your busy day.
Oh, my. You had to read that quote. A little jest, a little humor in the morning.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So
how are you?
I'm good. But I saw you out at the Screen Actors Guild, you guys are on the picket line. And I thought it'd be great to just kind of summarize what are the main points that everybody is striking for or about in Hollywood?
Well, there are several that we have significant distance between the actors and the AMTPP, which is the producers guild. So what we're looking at mostly is, of course, wage increases. This week, the New York Times just put out an article about how much rent in Los Angeles have gone up since the year 2000, 35% on average. And yet wages have gone up only 6%. So it doesn't take a mathematician to realize it's untenable to go at that pace. So yes, we do need to catch up with our wages for the rank and file workers. On a broader, more macro point of view, we're looking at AI with that really problematic scenario. You know, we've dealt with AI in many cases at the grocery store. You have self-checkout and things like that. ATMs, when you and I were young, if you needed cash, you had to go into a bank and get a cash. So there are definite benefits that have come with AI, sure. But when it takes the place of human beings in creating actual product, in my likeness and my voice, in constructing a story, a screenplay, a play, then you're usurping the humanity of it all. You're taking away the intellectual property that is actually created by these people. So they're significant and they're problematic, but they're not unsurmountable. We can come to the table and make this happen. Our leadership at SAG-AFTRA has presented that as a willingness from our part to meet with them at any time. And they basically have said that they felt us going on strike was an aggressive and unreasonable action. And we had to, you know, remind them that that's not. It's a right of every American worker to be able to stand up for themselves.
How is this going to affect content over the next couple of years?
It's going to affect it greatly. They're in a process of using up their content now, and there'll be a backlog. So as of right now, there are no productions going on unless you've received a waiver from SAG-AFTRA that says you are clearly an independent operator. You're not working under the aegis of any studio or network. And so we have granted those productions waivers to be able to work because we want to get back to work. Mm. So there are right now over 40 different productions that have applied and have received waivers to go work. So not only the actors, but our brothers and sisters in the Teamsters and IATSE and the WGA are able to then, get back to work.
How bad could this get?
Well, it's pretty bad right now, if I'm honest. And there's been a lot of rancor and name calling and that sort of thing. And my whole goal is to try to get away from that. So when we were out there this Tuesday in Times Square, I noticed that our group was gathered, thousands and thousands of us in front of Good Morning America, which is ABC, which is Disney, which is Bob Iger. And I wanted to present some thoughts to Mr. Iger. And that's why I addressed him that way, that I don't villainize him or any of the people that we've worked with over the years. They have a different point of view and they look through this issue through a different lens than we do. And I want us to see if we can all understand that and accept that part of it and get back to the negotiating.
I get residual checks from my Adam Sandler movies, and sometimes it costs more to send the check to my house than the actual amount. I think I've gotten 13 cents before, so it costs more to send that to me. But I invested it well, that 13 cents.
Very good. Yeah. Are you saying that 13 cents equates to the value of your talent on those movies?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Sandler reminds me of that. If you have a line in a show, who owns that line that you've said?
Well, it's interesting. And I'm not able to talk about any of my personal work, but when an actor...
Okay, hypothetical.
When an actor quotes a line, it's written by a WGA member, but it is basically owned by the studio that pays the bills.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to Ireland at the end of August, and I don't know if you have some free time. Will Ferrell is going to join us. Notre Dame Navy football game. So I'm going to put that out there since you've been, you know, behind me and you know, so emotional with, you know, and then it's an unscripted show, obviously.
When you're going at the end of August.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, my people have come from Ireland as well. And up in a county called Armagh, and it's up north. During the Troubles, it was troubling because my ancestors were Irish Catholic, but in a very Protestant Northern Ireland area. And I have heard a plethora of stories that are awfully disturbing, but it is a gorgeous, gorgeous country.
Is that a yes? I mean, there was you shook me off there.
No, I didn't. I was just
you didn't answer
looking. I didn't answer. I mean, I'm playing a little hard to get. I don't. A girl just doesn't say yes, Dan.
Well, Will Ferrell did.
Well, he, you know what kind of girl he is.
Very easy.
Very easy. Very loose.
Yes. Are you allowed to talk about being recognized if you go overseas?
Yeah.
Where do you get recognized, or how do people recognize you when you're overseas?
Usually it's my kind of Adonis physique that they recognize first.
Yeah.
I get it. You know, it's definitely that show that I've done gets the most recognition. And then after that, it was that other show.
So you can't talk about Walter White, Breaking Bad, or Malcolm in the Middle, but you might be recognized for those two shows, hypothetically.
I would not say no to that comment. No. Yeah.
Okay. All
right. It's crazy. Isn't it crazy?
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Are
you happy Ohtani is staying with the Angels?
I think it's a good move. You know, what we saw last year with the Phillies getting all the way to the World Series, and I don't think there's anybody in the country that would say they were a better team than Atlanta, than San Diego, than the, you know, but they made it. They did it. So the proof is in the pudding. If you can get your team in it, and then there's two factors that are always at bay, and that is, can you stay healthy? What's the overall health of your team? And then the second thing is, can you get hot? Are you hot at that moment for that stretch of games? If you can get hot, many things can happen.
Is that a Rolex you have on? Is that the red dot? So the one that they discontinued?
Yeah. Well, this is, you know,
is that
Aaron
the
Paul
41 millimeter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
Yeah, they discontinued that.
Yeah, they did. Well, maybe because it doesn't keep time.
Oh, well, you were in Times Square, so you bought it in Times Square. Okay.
Yeah, the guy said it was real.
It is real. It's real fake. All right, so if you want to join us in Ireland, I just throw it out there. But if you don't, I certainly understand it. And, you know, maybe we could do something together, like,
well,
have some fun.
I already have a date at the end of August, I'm going to Maui because at the Four Seasons Maui, we're opening up a Dos Hombres Cucina. It's a pop-up restaurant at the Four Seasons Maui. Dos Hombres Mezcal is the theme.
Awesome.
And so we're combining Mexican food with Hawaiian taste. It's really fantastic and great cocktails. So we'll be over there at the end of August.
Okay. We'll have fun without you. We'll have cocktails in Dublin with my new favorite actor, Will Ferrell.
It also feels like a little bit like, you know, you ask a lot of other people and then finally come around to me, Dan, if I...
No, it is true. That is absolutely true. Absolutely true. I asked Aaron Paul before I asked you.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I know.
Really unbelievable.
I know.
I've known you much, much longer, and he doesn't know anything about sports.
We met him at the Super Bowl. This was 2010 or 2011, and his dad came up and he said, "Hey, my son's in this show." And we were like, "Yeah, okay, great." Next thing we know, he told us the idea. He goes, "Yeah, you know, there's a former teacher and a chemistry teacher, and then he makes meth, and then blah 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 blah." And we're like, "Oh, good luck with that show." Thank you, Brian. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it, and congratulations on the extension. Glad you're going to be around, buddy.
Thank you, man. That's Brian Cranston, actor. But apparently not like the Will Ferrell level of friend to this show. Yes, Eden.
Do you think Brian felt like that was maybe more of an invitation? Like, hey, we're going to Dublin in a couple weeks. Want to go?
Okay. I don't want to put you on the spot where I go, hey, Will's going, you got to go. And then all of a sudden he's talking about, you know, his family grew up in Northern Ireland and he has no interest in going. I probably could have sent him a note, but I decided that maybe I would embarrass him on national radio too. Mm. Yeah. But that's okay. He's got other things going on. It would be nice if you wanted to go. I didn't invite Sandler. I just saw Sandler the other day.
Yeah.
I could have invited him, but I'm like, nah.
I don't know. We already got Will going, and then Will's going to be like, oh, wait, I thought that this was our thing.
You're right. You're right.
And then it's,
All of a sudden, you're bringing in Sandler. And why are you bringing in Sandler?
This is tricky roads to navigate here, Dan.
I know.
It's not easy.
I know. Beth in Texas. Beth, good morning. Dalvin Cook is going to join us coming up.
He is expected in about 5 minutes or so.
Oh, okay. I'll take Beth's phone call, and then we'll take a break. Hey, Beth.
Hi, how are you?
Great, Beth.
This is my, I wanted to let you know, this is my first time watching your show independently.
Oh.
I live in a house where I've been working from home for about a year, and I've heard your theme song in the bedroom for a year, and I've fallen in love with it, just listening to all of your banter and learning more about sports. And the second thing is, I agree with the guy from Idaho, one is good, two is bad.
Well, thank you, Beth, and we're glad to have you as a new fan of this program. I think there's some momentum of Todd singing one song and not two. Don't overstay your welcome there. But you know what? It's up to you. Whatever you decide. You're going to take in all this information. What you want to wear. How you want to play this. You want to interact with the audience. It's up to you. I'm going to let you decide. Yes, Paul?
Historically, Todd, historically, you're not known for punching out early. You're not known for cutting things in half.
That is true.
Okay. Once again, you make the decision, not me. We're going to take a break. Dalvin Cook set to join us next here on The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
What a beautiful woman, beautiful voice.
Wonderful voice.
Yeah.
He's Dalvin Cook, the free agent running back, joining us from, I believe, where are you exactly, Dalvin? Are you in New York, in Manhattan?
Yeah, I'm in Manhattan.
Okay. Where are you on your way to?
I'm actually leaving Good Morning Football right now. Going to grab some food, then that's about it.
When do you visit the Jets?
On Sunday.
Ooh. When do you visit the Patriots?
It's a good question.
Do you know if you're visiting the Patriots?
No, I don't know yet.
Okay, but you are visiting the Jets.
Yes, I am.
Does this feel like high school when you're being recruited?
It does. Like being in this position again. It's fun just going through the process, but it definitely feels like high school again.
Where do you want to play?
It's a good question. I'm still trying to answer right now. That's why I'm taking this visit, to figure things out, to kind of, you know, sort this thing up and figure that out.
How many teams have reached out that you think are legitimately interested?
I think we got quite a few on the table that's legitimate. They've been reaching out.
Give me a number. Like 5, 7, 9?
Probably about 5 teams.
Okay, so about 5. I think you should do it like in high school where you have 3 hats there. And then you have a table, like you do a press conference, and then you go, and I'm going to pick up the Florida State hat. What do you think?
That was pretty good because I didn't get to do that when I was in high school. I actually went to college early, enrolled early, so I didn't get to do the hat trick. So that'll be pretty cool.
When's the last time you talked to Aaron Rodgers?
2 days ago.
You call him, he call you.
It was kind of text message. He just sent me a text message, just reaching out.
But Dalvin, he's given back money to the Jets to be able to bring in players. How far apart are you with the Jets as far as money goes?
That's something I let my agent take care of.
But are you close? You know, are you close to, hey, if they do this, they get to this number, you got green on?
I guess so. I let him do his job. That's what he do. I let him do his job.
I just tell him that green equals green, if you know what I mean.
I definitely know what you mean.
Okay. Why are you still unsigned, though? Given what you've done, what you did last year, I mean, all you do is rush for 1,000 yards. I mean, why are you on the outside looking in?
I know what I bring to the table. Like you said, I know who Dalvin Cook is. You know, once the ball gets snapped, you know, it's on and popping. But, like, I'm not trying to rush into a situation that's not right for Dalvin Cook. You know, I think that's what you see around the league a lot of time. People jump to the conclusion, and it don't be the right situation for them. So I'm just trying to, you know, weigh all my options and make sure I go into the right situation for me.
You can't go third person, though. You're not allowed to do that. No, you can't go third person. You can't go Dalvin. Like, I don't say, you know, Dan Patrick, you know, would like for Dalvin Cook to be able to sign with the Jets. Well, you can't do that. All right? So no third person. You can't do that.
It's one of those things, man. Like I said, I bring a lot of value to the team, and like I just don't want to like be in a situation that is not right for me and for my family.
Oh, I know. I'm having fun with you going third person. Like Barry Sanders could go third person. Okay.
I feel that.
Give me
that's Barry.
Who's the running back though that you admired the most growing up? Who had the biggest influence on you?
Marshall Faulk.
Oh, how come?
The way he, I think he pretty much started the versatile back, the three down back, you know, catching the ball at the backfield, you know, running those choice routes. You know, obviously, you know what he did with the ball in his hand. I think I remind myself of him.
Good. He might be the smartest guy who's ever played the running back position, in my opinion. The whole month here with the running back position and getting paid here and. How does that impact you, do you think?
I don't know. That's a great question. I feel like I'm going to get my value regardless of the position. I think the running back position is at a point where we're trying to get it back to where it needs to be at. But I don't know. I don't know how it impacts me. I think that's what we're going to see coming up in these few weeks.
I was wondering, what if we let running backs come out of college after their sophomore year?
That'd be smart. I had a productive sophomore year. I felt like I was ready to go.
Okay.
I felt like I was ready to go to the league.
Well, I remember Marshall Faulk his freshman year, or Adrian Peterson his freshman year, Leonard Fournette. Give you guys a head start here because you're going to take so much wear and tear, and the more wear and tear, then nobody wants to sign you. If you rush for 2,000 yards, as Nick Chubb said, then nobody wants you because you've got 2,000 yards on your body. So the better you are, it's like it hurts you, it feels like, down the road of getting paid. Crazy. Nobody else in the sport is affected that way.
Yeah, it's a weird position to be in because, like you say, if you're great at what you do at the position, they want to give you the ball 350 to 400 times a year. But then, you know, you run for 1,800 yards, then the next year, you know, you got too much on your body and they don't want to give you the money.
Yeah.
So it's like a weird position to be in. So you got to kind of time it up perfectly when you want to go be explosive. You got to kind of play a game.
Did Rodgers offer you a guest room until you get your own place in New York?
I know he won't mind me chilling in the basement or something like that.
Okay. Hey, you'll be roommates, you and Aaron Rodgers. It'll be great. Well, good luck this weekend, and thanks for joining us. Good to talk to you again.
Appreciate you, Dan.
That's Dalvin Cook. Yeah. Go to the Jets on Sunday. What do you wear? You know? Cowboy hat, cowboy boots. Oh, no, no.
Different bet. Different bet.
Well, that's my bad. I keep going back to Fritzy. Yes, Paul.
Yeah, the Jets fans, if you hear radio in New York, they're fired up. They really want Cook. They, you know, they feel so close, and he's right there, and the money. There is a groundswell for him.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's produced. Be a great running back, and you have him, and then Breece Hall can kind of ease his way back into the lineup there. Kirk D. Cousins will join us in the final hour of the program. That'd be great if he did the hats. That'd be a lot of fun. Ryan in Ryan in Honolulu. Hi, Ryan.
Hello, Dan.
Hey, Ryan.
I have a rare compliment for Fritzy today.
Ooh.
But first of all, don't worry, I'm not in Connecticut anymore. Okay, I'm in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania right now.
Good.
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I caught up for a beer with my buddy Ross Tucker.
Oh, no. I mean, oh, okay.
I'm waiting for Paulie's impersonation.
It's time for you to leave. We're out of mustard and I'm out of patience.
All right, what's your Fritzy compliment?
All right, well, look, as much as I'd love Fritzy to give us some content and bomb at the concert, I really think that he should wear what he wants and make him as comfortable as possible because the guy can actually sing. He's a good singer. And I want him to do well at this concert. But if he does everything he wants and then he bombs, that could be the best content of them all.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ryan. There, I guess there's some support from Ryan
thank
in Honolulu.
Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate that.
Who was vying for your job privately when he came.
That's right. We can wink at that. He had good intentions just now. And
yeah. Yes, nice. Paulie.
Ryan knows about bombing in front of big audiences.
Wow. Wow.
Sorry. Parting shot.
Wow.
He's out of the state.
Mike in Fort Wayne. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan and Danettes. Thanks for taking my call today. I am coming to you asking for some advice. Mm. I have recently found out that I am going to be a first-time father. And my question, thank you so much. Thank you. My question is about supporting my wife. In your experience and in the Danette's experience, because I know there's a lot of experience here, what are some things you did that went really well in supporting your wife during her pregnancy, and maybe what's something to avoid doing at all costs?
Do not talk about how she looks if there is where she looks tired. Do not say that, unless it's a compliment, but little things. Just little things go a long way. That attention to detail is great. But wake up every day and think of her, especially later in the pregnancy. Think of her every single day of how do I make it a little bit better for her? And it could be a small thing. Could be flowers. It could be, hey, I got you lunch or whatever it might be. Just a little thing. Because trust me, when you get into the delivery room, she will have forgotten about all of those nice little gestures for the most part. And you might get yelled at. And we can talk about that when you get closer to D-Day. But have a sense of humor, be patient, and always be thinking of her. Any other advice that anybody has? Yeah, Paulie?
Yeah, you really got most of it. I would say for the actual delivery part, set up the room a little bit. Things she likes, things she needs, things, something to eat that night or afterwards. Little things for the delivery, like the room in the hospital.
Final hour on the way. Kirk D. Cousins will join us. Tom Verducci. Talk about the Shohei Ohtani situation. Was he ever really on the trading block? Final hour in this Meet Friday, coming up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.